President Roosevelt directed suits to be brought and prosecutions to be instituted under the antitrust law to enforce its provisions against the most powerful of the industrial corporations. He pressed to passage the pure food law and the meat inspection law in the interest of the health of the public, clean business methods, and great ultimate benefits to the trades themselves. He recommended the passage of a law which the Republican Convention has since specifically approved, restricting the future issue of stocks and bonds by interstate railways to such as may be authorized by federal authority. He demonstrated to the people by what he said, by what he recommended to Congress, and by what he did, the sincerity of his efforts to command respect for the law, to secure equality of all before the law, and to save the country from the dangers of a plutocratic government toward which we were fast tending. In this work, Mr. Roosevelt has had the support and sympathy of the Republican Party, and its chief hope of success in the present controversy must rest on the confidence which the people of the country have in the sincerity of the party's declaration in its platform that it intends to continue his policies.